think, because we're about to step down right now for entertainment. Sponsors.
Metter Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Well, I hear flashlight. That must mean it's time for Cobra Davidson of the Ticket.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I smell fish. I remember doing this story a while back and thinking, well, that's kind of weird, but I guess they'll make it work just because that's what Broadway does. And I also know that Broadway has not been a thing at all, obviously, since the pandemic hit. And man, the amount of people that work on Broadway, on those shows, not just the actors, but the crew.
Yeah.
That's a huge chunk of the entertainment world up there in New York that have been doing nothing for the last 8 months. But, you know, there's a lot of people that have been doing nothing, unfortunately.
Not great.
But before it all shut down, the show that everybody was talking about, and Danny, I don't know if you remember us talking about this, was Jagged Little Pill. What? What did you say? Oh.
It was a drop. It was a drop, and it is a drop.
It remains a drop.
Oh, it's a book. Jagged Little Pill is the Broadway play that everybody's been talking about. You know what that is?
The Alanis Morissette production?
I don't remember this.
But you know what Jagged Little Pill is?
It's the name of a record.
Yeah, it's Alanis Morissette's record. Yes. So Alanis Morissette was a 90s rock icon, I guess you would call her, because she made a record and it was absolutely off the charts huge.
And I thought it was great.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that album.
It was really good. You know who her drummer was?
Who?
Taylor from the Foo Fighters.
Wow.
Watch the videos.
Okay.
He's all over.
It's going to be about Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
I thought, you know, if you had to pick one, you would have picked Dave Grohl, right, for the answer?
No, it's Taylor Hawkins.
But it was Taylor.
So Jagged Little Pill is a reimagining of her album, and it captured a leading 15 Tony Award nominations.
Jeez.
Today.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't recall this even being a thing.
Does she have anything to do with it? Or everything to do with it?
I think probably nothing. I think, like, you know, when Green Day did American Idiot and that was turned into a play, somebody called Billy Joe Armstrong and was like, we're interested in doing something with this. Do you mind? And it's like, I guess.
Huh.
Make it good. And I doubt they have much, you know, developmental input in these things, because that's not the world that they live in. They live in the, let's make the music, now you can turn this into something cool. So I imagine it's the same thing, but I also imagine that it is a massive kiss for her from a money standpoint. They'll stroke her a big check. Mm-hmm. And the album itself is brought back into the limelight.
Right.
Into the public consciousness. And it's probably another kiss to her pocketbook. So
we've got a whole nother generation of teen girls and their angst listening to You Oughta Know and Ironic.
Yeah.
There's more to the album than that.
I'm trying to think of the songs.
I didn't want to list all 10 tracks, Bob.
Okay, pull this up, Mino.
I didn't want you to.
That's right. Yeah.
Cheapen it just to that.
I mean, maybe one day.
Oh, wait. We still got the Kyler thing pulled up. Let's stop that.
Are we revisiting Kyler?
What does he think of Alanis Morissette?
Okay, so everybody knows this one, right?
Yes. Yeah, I wish. This is about the dude from
Dave,
Whole House.
Dave Coulier.
That guy.
I can't play that.
Yeah.
She doesn't take long, does she?
No, and boy, she was
right to the
having
naughties.
Fun in the theater, too, yeah. Which...
Well, he was.
Yeah. Yeah, and she couldn't believe that I'm doing this to him in the theater, and he has the nerve to break up with me? It's in a theater!
God, that album is how old?
Sometimes. Oh, God, that's a boring song. Okay.
Ah, yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
She doesn't know the definition of ironic, but yeah,
this isn't ironic.
Song. She has
this isn't ironic.
Her hand in her pocket.
Same song.
No, it's not.
You can't play this one either.
I'm sane, but I'm
Oh, yeah, chicken ass.
Uh-huh.
What it all comes down to. Isn't everything gonna be fine, fine, fine? Cause I've got one hand in my pocket, and the other one's giving a high five.
Oh, God.
Is there a little bit of...
Yes, it just... It's like nails on a chalkboard.
This is right on the same time as like Four Non Blondes too.
Yeah, all of it. Totally. Sheryl Crow and all of that nonsense.
What? Sheryl Crow?
Sheryl Crow's
good. Come on, man.
Look, you like what you like. I don't like her.
You didn't like Sheryl Crow at all?
She's fine. It's just
fine.
What? You don't like girls, do you?
I love girls.
You don't like girls with guitars. You're a sexist when it comes to rock and roll.
You're right. That's me.
Yeah, so that was huge, and then Ironic, I guess, was the other one. La, 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 la. Yeah. By the way, this, I cannot listen
okay.
to it.
You know what?
La, 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 la.
Dude, she's a beating.
It's,
come on.
It sounds like
Bob.
It sounds like
I remember liking this album. I don't know if I would still like it if we listened to the whole thing right now.
We are, and you've cringed at every tune.
It sounds like...
I like the first
and
one.
And I don't know, I can't remember the name of the Tenacious D song, but when they're in the fields, like running around and going, la, 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 la.
Yeah, the first 10 seconds of that song just...
Little rainbows and everything.
Is she Canadian?
She is. And yeah, she screws up the meaning of Ironic. I really think those are the only three songs, though, that were like monster songs, but they were all so big.
Massive. She done good.
Yeah, let it go.
She was in Curb Your Enthusiasm, too. Remember that episode where Larry hired her for a house party, and
that's
then they
right.
got in a fight? Of course.
Isn't it ironic? Quite ironic, don't you think?
No, don't. She also had
it's
head over
yeah,
feet.
Yeah. You know, you're not helping things. Head over feet.
I had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this one.
This is big. To hear you, you stay. So after this album, though...
You want to do a sing-along dance?
Did she do anything? Like, ever?
I'll be honest. In looking at her Spotify here, it appears that a big part of her career has been re-releasing that album over and over again.
Right. Don't say.
Remastered, Ironic.
Well, we
with
have...
flute.
Let's see what we have here. We have... Jagged Little Pill 25th Anniversary.
Jagged Little Pill, the Harp Edition.
Jagged Little Pill Spotify Landmark Edition. Jagged Little Pill Collector's okay. Edition.
All right.
Hold on.
Dude, this is like Chubby Checker.
Mm-hmm.
She released an album in July.
She's still twisting.
Here is Jagged Little Pill Acoustic.
So I think, I could be wrong, you remember that failed music thing that was at Cowboy Stadium that Jerry Jones lost like $100 million on?
Cabu or Habu?
Yeah.
Habu.
Like, it made me really happy that it was so failed because it was such a horribly thought right. out experience altogether, mm-hmm. you know, and nobody showed up. Like, nobody. I swear, I think she was there. It's because someone said that she was like 9 months pregnant up there singing in front of no one, and it was like the most... acid trippy thing they could ever see.
What was All I Really Want? You remember that one?
All I Really Want? Is that a song?
Yeah, it's the first song from that album. That one sounds familiar.
Let's see.
Remember that one?
Pull this up, Expo. Oh, yeah.
This is a good one, right?
Yeah. She gets real dirty. Not sexually dirty, but like...
yeah, there's nothing wrong with this. Do I stress you out?
Do I stress you out?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you do.
My sweater's on backwards, but inside out. And I
say how appropriate.
I remember this. Why do I remember those words?
You remember those words because that's what Gordon did with Brad Sham.
Oh, yes.
Singing
okay. Yes.
Now, that's genius.
Yes.
Oh,
do
my
I
gosh.
Stress you out?
Oh, yeah.
Does that excite you at all or no?
Boy, tell me we have fake Brad Sham, a real Brad Sham doing that.
It's got to be in there somewhere.
And I say, how appropriate.
Like the most random thing ever. So funny.
Man.
Well, anyway, congratulations to everybody up there in Broadway and the fact that you can't go see any of these things.
In Broadway.
Jagged Little Pill 25 years ago.
Is that how long it was?
Well, it's the 25th anniversary, so I'm going to guess.
Yeah, released in June of 95.
But that got me thinking about last night's rabbit hole, because there was no football, so I picked up the guitar again.
Oh.
And, of course...
A little finger tapping?
Well, no, I was not doing Eddie, but I did go immediately to Nirvana Unplugged, and probably like every white guy about my age who grabs an acoustic goes to Nirvana Unplugged, right?
Maybe, yeah. That's not a bad place to start, but yeah, you sent the text to us that you just learned that Alice in Chains...
Yes, because I did have a thing for the Unplugged time frame. Where were you on that, Danny?
Nirvana?
No. Just the Unplugged series.
There's some really good
MTV
ones.
MTV started doing the series.
There are some phenomenal ones, and there's some garbage. I think the best one, it's neck and neck with Nirvana and Eric Clapton. I think that's the best record Eric Clapton's ever made, is his Unplugged record.
Well, I fell in love with a couple. Nirvana, for sure. And yes, the 10,000 Maniacs one, I think,
dude,
is great,
great,
too.
That's a really good one.
And... then somebody said, don't forget about Alice in Chains. Unplugged.
I'm not as high on that one as Corby is, but it's okay.
Well, my Alice in Chains knowledge of their Unplugged concert began last night, and I'm like...
That's funny.
They did one? So I was listening to it this morning and quite enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's great. And it's my favorite part is as they're all walking out one by one, and then Lane walks out, and they're... going crazy.
And he looks terrible.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And they do.
Probably of all the bands that came out at that time, though, they were the most unique of all that group. And this song, Nutshell, still, like, gives me chills. Because it's just so haunting. And you know what happened? That the end result of this guy was being eaten by ants. You know, that's how they found him?
Whoa.
Like 2 weeks dead and overrun by ants.
How does a guy with that much fame disappear for 2 weeks?
Not have a good exterminator?
Check? Am I,
Damn.
How did he die? Is that an obvious question?
Suicide?
Natural causes?
Ants? He was staring at the poster of ants.
I'm going to guess he didn't die from ants. I'm guessing the ants showed up after the fact, Corby.
No, he OD'd, just like the rest of them.
God, man. Drugs, Bob.
I don't know if old Cobain OD'd. Sort of.
He OD'd on shotgun. Oh, you're saying that there could have been another.
No, I'm saying...
Oh, I know what you're saying.
I'm saying the...
All in this for you, baby. I love you, too.
The partaking of...
Or do you think that there could have been that moment where she's looking at him and he's like, just end it. I can't handle it anymore. But you're going to do it to yourself right afterwards, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the T.O.
Byron,
Byron
Nelson suicide pact.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm so confused by E! News today. It's like... I feel like it's like 1992 in E! News.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
It went back a little bit. It was more about present-day Tony Awards.
Right.
And then we just went down the wormhole. Okay.